I find myself walking down a path that I think many of you have walked down before. And talking to one of the speakers before the session began, I found some experiences that he had had in walking down this path were quite similar to mine, although we took a different angle at trying to solve that. So the path that I'm referring to is, how can I get my students to learn more out of their classroom experience? So I began wondering, okay, why do we administer exams? Well, we need to assess the students, test their understanding of the material, and really that is testing their knowledge at the time that they take the exam. We also need to assign grades at the end of the semester. So we give exams so we have a way to assign those grades. And it also, in some courses, I've taken a few of these, we've got the weed out courses, the ones where you need to find out, all right, are the students good enough to go on to the next level? And then there are some university administrators who expect that you administer exams. And if you're not giving exams, they're wondering, well then, how are you grading these students if you're not giving an exam? And then I was also thinking that really, are the students going to study and learn the material if there's not an exam? I don't know the answer to that question. So as I was reading through McKeachy's book, came across one of his statements that says, the primary purpose of assessment is to provide feedback to student and teacher so learning can be facilitated. So that got me to thinking, all right, with the exams that I am administering to my students, is okay, that's giving me some feedback, and it's giving the students some feedback, but I was really wondering if learning was being facilitated by that feedback. So I was thinking about the life cycle of an exam. The professor writes the exam, and then the student answers the exam questions that the professor has written. And then the professor corrects the exam and assigns a grade and returns the exam to the student. And then what does the student do? In my observations, the student places the exam, looks at the grade, places the exam in the notebook, and then I don't know what happens after that. I suspect that they might bring that exam back out if the final exam is comprehensive. And if it's not comprehensive, I don't know that they will ever look at that exam after just seeing their grade. So I thought about an alternative life cycle. Once again, the professor writes the exam. The student answers the exam questions. The professor corrects the exam and assigns grades, returns the exam to the student. And then if the student reviews the exam material and actually corrects the missed exam questions, does the student learn more? So the objective of this study was to identify student perceptions of their learning of correcting missed exam questions, and also to determine the learning benefit of correcting those missed exam questions. So this study was conducted in collaboration with an agricultural economist, and so we used an end of the semester survey, and we had two populations. We had the no regrading option group, and those are students that did the traditional take the exam, get the grade, and that's it. And those students might take the opportunity to correct questions on their own. They might look at those questions that they missed. They might not. But it's the typical, some of them will, but most of them won't look at it from there. And we had two undergraduate classes in that group the introductory soils course and the agricultural statistics course, and that comprised of 52 students. Then we had the regrading option that had 96 students in that population from four undergraduate classes, once again introductory soils, agricultural statistics, as well as soil fertility and agricultural marketing. And in order to almost make sure that they corrected those missed exam questions, we gave them points to encourage them to make those corrections. We actually gave them up to half of the points that they missed on their exam to really encourage them to make those corrections so that we could really try to find out, is this beneficial to them? So I'm going to provide some of the student perceptions of how this went and some results of those surveys. So when the titles are in black, that's the population that did not have the option to have their exams regraded. So this is the group of non-regrading. So the question was asked, would you have used the opportunity to correct your missed exam questions if you had the opportunity to do so and were rewarded for it? And about 75% of them said that yes, to some extent, they would go through and correct their missed exam questions. And this is the group that did have their exams regraded after making corrections. Did you use the opportunity to make those corrections? And only about 82% of them took that opportunity. Now, some of the ones that did not take the opportunity to correct their exams scored really well, and it was no real benefit to recoup 4 points on an exam to go through that effort. They've got other things they need to do. So some of this is students that did really well. Others are students that just plain didn't care to go through it and regrade and make the corrections and regrade their exam. Those that did make corrections, we wanted to know, how are you going about finding the correct answers? The majority of them are going to their book and their notes. Many of them are working together, and many times it's another student teaching them how to do the problem correctly. But what's interesting is that going to the professor for help, not very many students are going to the professor for help. It may be that they're finding those answers easily enough in the notes and in the book. And one thing that I had worried about was, are they just going to copy the answers from somebody else who made their corrections or who got the answers correct? And once again, this is self-reporting by the students. Very few of them stated that they just copied the exam from somebody else. So we also asked the students who did not have this option, would you take the opportunity to correct your missed exam questions if you thought it would enhance your learning? And the majority of them, 88% of them, said yes. If it would enhance my learning, I would correct those exam questions. So then we asked the students who actually did correct their exam questions and had those regraded, we asked them, if you did not receive points, the reward for making those corrections, would you still have made those corrections? And here, only 50% of them said they would still do it. Whereas close to 90% of them who did not have that option, oh, of course I would, just for the learning value. But the students that did make those corrections, if points weren't given, not going to take the time. And I also worried about study effort. Are students going to study as hard for the exam if they know that they can recapture some points that they missed? And the students that did not have this option to have their exams regraded, About 80% of them said, yes, of course I would study just as much. Those that did have that option self-reported that they did study just as much. 90% of them said, I studied just as much as I would have if I did not have this opportunity. That may be in question, but self-reporting, they believe they study just as much. Test anxiety. I wondered, all right, if I'm giving them this opportunity, if they score poorly on the exam, it's not going to be the end of the world. And so asking the students who did not have their exams regraded, would it, if you had this opportunity to have your exams regraded, would it ease your anxiety about taking the exam? And a majority of them, 77%, said yes, that would really help ease my nerves in taking the exam. Those that did have that option, they also said yes, it did help in easing my nerves during the exam. So, did they learn from their mistakes? So this is the group that did not have their exams regraded. They may have corrected some of their mistakes, but we asked them, did you learn from the mistakes you made on your exam? And about 77% of them said, yes, I did actually learn from the mistakes I made on my exam. However, those that did have their exams regraded after making corrections resoundingly said, yes, I really learned a lot by correcting my missed exam questions. So here's the summary of our findings all on one slide, and I want to point out two slides, or two of the figures. This one here, would you like the opportunity based on learning potential, not based on points? It was really eye-opening to me that those that did not have that opportunity absolutely wish they would have had that opportunity just for the learning aspect. But the students that did have their exams regraded, they really wanted those points. They were dependent on those points in order to make the effort to correct their exam questions. And then learning from the mistakes on the exam. 95% of the students who did that, who made the corrections, even though they were rewarded for those corrections, they felt like they learned a lot by correcting their mistakes and having their exam regraded. Whereas only 77% felt like they learned from their mistakes on their exam that did not have that opportunity. So this is an ongoing project, and our next steps are to go through a question-by-question analysis and determine in each of the populations if they missed a question on the midterm, did they get it right on the final? They're self-reporting that they're learning a lot, but we're now getting to the point where we can analyze the data and find out, are they really learning from those mistakes? And then also looking at their final exam grade comparisons. The group that does the regrading, the group that does not have the regrading option, does it show on their final exam that they actually learned or not? And then a course grade comparison. Remember, the students that are correcting their mistakes and having their exam regraded are getting a boost of points for doing that. So are we just inflating grades by doing this? So the next time that you administer your exam, think about using it to facilitate learning and communicate that learning to your students. Thank you.